I don't even know how that song goes anymore. What was that thing earlier?
It's Three But White Magic.
Yeah, got protection from white. Do, 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 got protection from white. Yeah, it's magic. It's a game. I don't think I'm going to be worried about fronting on The Gathering anytime soon. I should check out some of his music. It's pretty cool. He does all the stuff. It's magic theme, but we've got a show to do.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking of it. I don't understand what you're talking about.
That's okay, you never understand what I'm talking about. So this week, with the pending Halloween...
Oh, I'm excited about this. This is my first Earth Halloween.
Yes. We're going to be looking at Werewolf Hunter, The Legend of... I'm looking at the menu screen here, it's hard to make out the thing. The legend of
Mitt Romney.
Romsania. I mean, look at the DVD case here
the
and everything.
The legend of Mitt Romney.
And it doesn't.
I'm going with the legend of Mitt Romney. He's been on the TV a lot.
No, this movie is.
He's
prior to his bid for.
Yes, but he's America's He's running for America's Best Liar or something.
Oh, wait, here it is.
Right?
Roma Santa.
Well,
Roma Santa. So here we are. Again, we have our sound off, so you have to cue us up by the visual. We're on the menu screen right now, and
yes.
We're pressing play.
So just push play.
Just press play.
As usual, I'm looking at Noir.
I'm Jackson M. Banjo.
It's awesome.
We're just getting through the Lionsgate home entertainment thing. You know,
it's a Lionsgate.
It's a gate that keeps back the lions.
Oh.
And, you know, the basic obligatory movie bits that tell you who made it.
Yeah.
All the sports that nobody really cares about, participation of places.
Esperanto's made this film, I guess.
Stuff. iCarly. Like, whatever. He claimed he was a werewolf. You know what? If I ever decide to become a serial killer, that's what I'm claiming. I'm going to get a bell, and I'm going to shout through tops, I am the werewolf.
Yes. I'm going to just tell people I'm a mermaid.
Yes, sir.
And they'll believe it.
Mermaids.
Considering I have no legs.
Yes, but mermaids don't typically kill people. So if you're going to use that as an excuse for serial killing, I think you're going to have to stretch it a bit more.
Have you seen me on my bad days?
Yeah, I kind of just avoid the, with the bowl. And the wolf hunt.
Apparently there's going to be a crown prosecutor, so I think they're in England at this point.
Yeah, or at least, you know, Europe.
Well, yeah, which was owned by England.
Europe did not own England. It doesn't work that way. Alright, so this guy's always been insulted.
You mean England did not own Europe?
No. There were empires and stuff like that, but it's not important. What's important is that there are trees.
You know what's better than trees? Water. And this guy's apparently crying because they've raised his taxes.
No, they're carrying him in a litter.
If well, they've raised his taxes, that's why...
No. He's been cut by a sickle.
That's why. That would also be cry-worthy. Put him in the way.
He's
as good as dead.
Yeah. Well, when you're attacked by a wolf, obviously you're fucked.
Yeah, that's right.
And you get bit by a wolf, then that's when the serious shit goes down. You get put into a wagon and taken to the next village.
That's when I got Frandor.
It's all Frandor in here.
Yes.
Shit gets Frandor, and it is Frandor.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the thing. thing. It goes into a... It's very... I love it when they state the obvious in these movies.
Why is he stripping?
I don't know. Obviously, people who are near death, it's very erotic. Oh, you know, before cell phones, obviously, when you had to write letters.
Right.
Kind of looks like a Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, but you know, this budget just couldn't afford that.
Oh, and I'm saying it looks like him. I always wanted to pen a deathbed letter after I've been in the texting war.
Yes, sir. You know.
I'm writing this letter. Like, how do they say that they're writing the letter and they're actually not writing it all? It's just really kind of saying it.
Well, the thing is, it's like, you know, is he actually... Okay, so he is actually writing a letter.
Yeah.
I think... Okay. She looks so happy.
Well, she's probably laundry. If you could do laundry, you were happy because you weren't, you know, fending off the plague.
You had a use.
Yeah. Oh, having been married to the most wonderful woman in the world.
Oh, I'm sad.
Yeah. Not even laundry will make me smile again.
Oh. What about lollipops? They help me. Lollipops help me a lot.
And then... stuff.
I brought you this letter. Prison. That sounds terrible.
So this guy has made up a whole bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Because the guy died like after the first sentence.
Right. So he's making all these people feel bad.
It's like, well, you know, I guess I'll take care of the, you know, free sex and place
right.
to live.
Why is that girl have to find her?
No, let's just see the air. Do over him that hair. Now the question is, when did the dying guy give the living guy the place to take the letter?
I don't know. He found his cell phone?
No cell phone.
Oh. He found his carrier pigeon address book.
Okay. So that's disturbing. Now the wife is hurting, and I don't know, should we confess to him now that we actually haven't seen this movie before?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my first time watching it.
So, most likely not, and this is probably the first time you've watched it, and say, oh, some crazy shit's going down. You have to kill the bird, keep quiet.
Uh-huh. Well, they don't want to be killed by the wolf, because the wolf is going to come through the door. I bet you.
No, I think it's the dude. The dude who was making up all of this stuff for the letter.
He's the werewolf.
Yeah. So now he'll be title card.
Well, of course, because they have to give you that little teaser.
Yes.
Julie Van, where have I heard that name before?
I don't know. I don't think I've heard of any of these people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, names come close. And it's like you go,
Yes. I think it's gonna be like Gary Oldman.
Yeah, no. He was in Dracula. You don't think he was in Werewolf Fight Club? I mean, Paco Plaza. Sounds like a place. Werewolf Hunter, the legend of Roma Santa. It wasn't even the Roman Santa. Like, there's a Santa going around roaming, giving out places, things, and he's hunting werewolves.
Giving out these bad letters. Oh, that's really bad lighting. Teresa, please draw me a bird to put in this crazy bird cage. Okay, I'm gonna put this in the bird cage. Okay, watch.
It's like a gonna do magic.
It's gonna turn into an actual bird. Look, I was right.
Ooh, random.
Dads are magic. Look at that.
Yes. Yes, we are. Longer.
Dad, why are you always running away? Why do you always go?
See, when things like this, it's really hard to tell how they're related to, because that old girl looks like the blonde girl's mother. However,
it's supposed to be like her sister, because the other lady looks like, you know, really...
the mom.
Right. The other lady just is like a creepy, like...
Yeah, it's like... the younger sister, the inexplicably hot older sister, and the mom, who's also totally,
who's, like, only 2 years older than the older sister.
Yeah.
Really? If you look at it.
And they all have different hair colors.
Yep. Totally yeah. Different hair colors, not, like... And you can still tell the one is, like, a dye job.
Well, you know, they had... fancy dyes back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
No, if you were lucky, maybe you had the henna plant.
And then you were probably also Indian.
Yeah. So, like, if you were lucky, but you most likely had, like, an Indian slave or, like, I don't know, people.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
And sleeping in the midst of werewolf attacks.
And
see, again, it's like none of this is very conclusive. Obviously, this movie did not do very well in theaters.
I don't think it was actually in theaters. It strikes me as a
direct to a.
Yeah, because I mean, the girl did just go, Maria's sister. As in, I don't know if you're... Because have you ever felt the need to, like... I don't know. Have you ever felt the need to call your sister at any point? I don't know if they do that on your planet, but I've seen it a lot in movies, and it's kind of weird.
Well, only when, you know, I'm worried about people being attacked by wolves. I'm like, sister, have you been attacked by wolves? Oh, thank God. If you haven't been attacked by a wolf, you're not a werewolf, right?
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
You know what? You know how you get them to not be pissed at you? Let it eat the damn pig and go the hell away. There you go. That's how you don't... Or no, when the guy comes in, the wolf's afraid of the man. Foreshadowing.
Cause he's a werewolf.
He's an unknown traveling soap vendor. The whitest Emmanuel ever.
Yes.
I mean, you know, Spaniards.
Spaniards really are secretly white in this.
Well, I mean, Spaniards aren't like Hispanic. They're not the same.
I know. But it's kind of like... It's just a little, like...
A little awkward.
Yeah. Especially since it's, like...
This movie's going nowhere.
Supposed to be, like, a foreign country. And everybody looks super white. Like, couldn't we afford some... At least some fake tan for some of these actors?
My question is, like... I mean, where is this movie actually going? I mean, we're watching it. And it is very oblique.
I know, it's like running peasants. What are they running for?
Like, who are you supposed to be paying attention to? It's like, first it was the guy and he was dying, and then there was somebody else, and now there's a guy
and then
in the
there's
cart.
A family. And
family.
Now there's running townspeople. And I feel like I should know that dude, because I feel like that's Julian Sands. The guy is holding up the jacket.
And that's what he's done in every movie he's ever been in. He was man folding jackets and Party Zombie 3.
And, yeah, it's gotta be something. Stop!
What?
You're shitting my water.
Well.
Stop it. Don't click that kitty head at me.
Pez, it's Pez.
What's Pez?
It's Pez. Oh, look.
Puppets! I love puppets!
And then...
somebody's gonna get shot.
Back in the day, you know, puppets were the original TV.
I know. That's why everybody's looking at it like this.
Same rat staring. Oh my god, I love it! Shakespeare, it's so dumb! It's the dumbest version of Shakespeare ever! I love it! I want to watch it all the time!
I hope they do a new episode next week!
Actually, I hope they do The Tempest! Can we do the Merchant of Venice? Oh, what else is got that?
No. I worry about Romans.
See, I kind of like these period movies where they get people who aren't famous in it.
Yeah.
They don't look super fake. But then again, there's like the whole thing where it's like people don't look the same as they used to think they do a long time ago. And then, oh, look.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Apparently her sister's mute.
A deaf mute. Yeah.
The whole fish we friend of. Okay. Random.
What should we be frightened of?
I don't know.
Should we be frightened of penguins?
Should we be frightened of nonsense?
Yes. Ooh, be frightened of penguins.
Then they found a body. We may actually start going somewhere.
Yay!
Oh, and she has good news. They're leaving. We're gonna live in Santander, where there are no wolves.
There's gonna be wolves everywhere. Wolves are... why are they shooting a wolf?
Because the wolf was barking. That's what happens to barking dogs, apparently, in the 1800s.
Because you can just shoot them.
Fuck this, I am done. I am done with your noise, wolf. Boom! And apparently that was okay.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
you could shoot things as you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly when you say it like that.
Well, I'm not saying like it's not, but like, here's the thing. It's just, this movie makes no sense because there's a lady, her mom.
Position for you.
And if you don't?
Well, maybe she's like the nursemaid.
Maybe.
Or your grown woman. Let's see what you want. You want fucking. Oh, and then this is Manuel. Alright, so that guy is Manuel.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Okay, so they're sisters.
Okay.
That makes slightly more sense. So
wait a minute. The guy building the birdcage was her boyfriend?
Vague.
Not the dad?
That's so confusing. I love it when they get to these parts, like, way, like, 15 minutes later.
Yeah, where you're like,
they're abandoning a character on the side of the road.
Especially because it's like, even if we had the...
this is the kind of crap that makes people check out a movie.
Yeah.
You know what? I love hurricane glasses like that.
I miss those.
That has just some fancy fire going on. Yeah, just don't let it fall over. Who cares if it breaks and bursts the whole house into flames?
Lots of people. That's probably why they stopped making them.
Yeah, very true. I mean, they still make them, actually.
Well, that's probably why they stopped using them to, like, lighthouses.
Maltra.
It's probably why we have those things called. What are those things called?
Lamps. Lights. Electricity.
Yes.
Yeah, electricity is a bit safer.
I like the ones on the lights and the pretty.
Oh my, is she putting peanut butter on a stick? That seems silly. No, it's like sap or honey or something. It makes slightly more sense.
Yes. Well, she is the ugly sister.
I'm just gonna kill you later.
I'm just gonna eat you.
Oh my, why don't you go bathe before it gets dark? Because he eats her. He's like that cop from New York. You hear about that?
Yeah, the cannibal cop.
He's like, we're going to kidnap some women and then we're going to eat them.
Yeah, he was trying to like eat 100 women or something.
How many had he eaten? Had he eaten any?
I don't know. I just saw it on the news. And because we're not in New York, they wouldn't say anymore.
That's probably because they don't want to hear about his binder full of women.
No, that's Mitt Romney.
Oh, well.
Hey, maybe Mitt Romney owns this place. Mm. Hey, I've got an idea.
What?
Mitt Romney owns this place? That's why this movie is so confusing.
Perhaps. I don't know, I'm trying to figure out why Mitt Romney would own an 1800s village full of wolves. It's kind of counterproductive.
He hides gold in the people that live there.
Mm. Yes.
He just shoves it inside their butts.
Oh, okay, so there's honey on a stick.
And the wolves will be attracted to that?
No, maybe it's like they're trying to catch birds. See, because he... the whistle.
Maybe they're trying to attract...
sap or
possibly
something.
Possibly breed bees?
Oh, see, there's a bird and it starts to the branch.
That's a mean way to catch a bird.
There are meaner ways to catch a bird.
Don't tell me.
I was just saying. I could think of like 18 meaner ways to catch a bird.
Don't be mean.
Like, I'm gonna be, hey, look, waterfall. So, obviously, it's the 1800s and she's gonna get naked in a waterfall. So, there might be some boobs in this movie.
You know what they say.
Boobs make movies better.
No. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Wow. You're not listening to the radio anymore. Especially not like the early 90s stations.
John Stewart said that the other day. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it's a song. Don't worry about it. It's not a particularly good song.
He said to Romney, don't go chasing waterfalls. Why does he look like he's going to throw up?
Because obviously he's turning into a werewolf and he's going to go join him and make a fight club.
Oh. No, he's going to kill that girl.
In a werewolf fight club?
He's going to go kill Marlo Thomas.
But if I have a random question to ask a small child.
Yes.
Okay, so I thought there was going to be boobs. How do you really bathe?
This movie is classy. It does not show boobs.
Uh-huh. Oh, the bird knows. Bird's all freaked out.
Bird's like, I want to go now. I want to go now. Want to go? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I would not want to be just like holding on to a bird full of beaks and claws.
Next to a werewolf. I would not want to be that little girl right now. I would give anything not to be that little girl right now.
And then, so he stabbed the bird.
In the head. So it would do that.
Yes, it's only a bird.
Yeah, I think he scared the bird, so it was fine.
He stabbed the bird in the eyes. Wow.
That's terrible.
Yep, that'll do it.
What? And now she's gonna die. She looks like she's gonna die. That's her sister?
No, niece.
So the little blonde girl?
Possibly. Okay.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, her face is kind of bloated. I mean, it's hard.
It kind of can't be her.
It's kind of hard to tell.
It's a stick.
It's her earrings. Oh, but.
It is her because that's my earring.
No, her hair's gonna afford an earring like this. Brisk. It's like an Irish Spring commercial. It's the worst Irish Spring commercial ever.
Yes, well.
It tastes like you've just gotten out of a frog bath. Now you have to go find your daughter.
Or me.
No. I'm presuming that if Teresa is her daughter, that's why she's the niece of the redheaded chick.
Okay.
The only one of the name is, like, the Candlemaker and Teresa. And, which, you know, one of them is dead.
And this is a terrible movie because only two characters actually have a name in it.
Well, and then one guy, like... Oh! Yeah. That's kind of sucky.
Yeah.
And last I checked, I don't think wolves blinded their prey with sticks. I don't think it's a werewolf.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think he's just a sociopath.
We should ask your sleeping dog. If werewolves blind people.
No. They don't.
Are you sure? Doesn't make it easier?
You know what makes it easier? Being a fucking werewolf makes it easier.
Okay, so... That's a common misconception then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry.
It's okay, good night.
Good night, sleeping dog.
Okay.
This is a terrible movie. There is absolutely no plot to this.
I mean, it's based on a true story.
What true story? Like...
That, in the 1800s...
There was a guy who was killing people by shoving things in their eyes.
Yeah, pretty much. An unknown traveling soap vendor is captured and confesses the murders using the victim's body's fat to make his soap.
Oh, so it's like Fight Club.
Yes. In fact, I almost wish we had just watched Fight Club.
Oh, we should have. Except that we couldn't do it on the show.
True.
Oh, they're poking it with sticks.
Oh man, can act against it. Oh well.
With
needle.
A needle with a pretty doodly bob. You're feeling very sad.
Well, I would be feeling sad if I was stabbed in the hands and face with needles.
So apparently, in the 1800s, you could stab people in the face with needles to induce a hypnotic state.
I don't think so. I think this is like, you know, basic pseudoscience that was taking the, you know, snake oil and vendors and crap like that. People just took it like hurt. If only that was Billy Connolly. That'd be that would be far more awesome.
Yes, but if it was, I think he would have, a
bigger role.
And it would be, Billy Connolly in this movie.
Yeah. I love torches. I love how they just have torches just hanging around. And then you take the torch off the wall, and then the hallway never gets darker.
Yeah, we can't just do that nowadays.
Yeah.
You can't just, grab the... whatever that's called.
Lamp?
Dig it. Shining it.
What do they have flashlights for?
Those aren't fun.
Oh no. And then the man of science comes to town and goes, Jesus, these corpses are jacked up.
Yeah, and the redhead's like, I don't know why I'm sleeping.
Oh, I woke up and hey, look.
And wait, there's a dress.
I don't remember that being there.
Wait, this looks like Beauty and the Beast dress.
It's a beautiful dress. Beautiful dress. That's a dream. Apparently, there's a ballerina in a bar.
It looks like, that character from Beauty and the Beast.
Manuel's back. She's gonna ask about her sister. He's gonna be able to go home. Stuff they made away. Chronic calcium deficiency. Oh yeah, because they were padding them with salt and keeping them on ice. That's right. Okay, so that's right.
Well, you know, science is weird back then.
Well, they didn't have, refrigerators.
Science was really weird back then.
Yeah.
Did you forget away with so much murder back then because they could prove it?
Yeah, well, now.
Whereas now, it's like,
yes. So, okay, that's what it was.
Okay, we're finally getting to the fat render.
Yes.
Thank you. And we've only been watching this movie for how long?
About half an hour.
Okay, so at least it's not all the way into this movie. And we're not
about a third of the way in the movie.
Point.
Oops.
Wait a minute, I know that guy.
He's listening. Yeah, see? He's listening. Even though Bobby's dead, doesn't mean he can't make random creepy noises if he starts touching stuff.
Right.
Gross.
If he does the right thing, he'll go...
She looks really pretty. It's just,
she looks like that character from that Disney movie.
Yes, Beauty and the Beast. You've mentioned that a couple times already.
What is her name?
Belle.
I forget.
Okay, hey, wait a minute. You've been fucking my sister. She's been yelling at me about this. She probably shouldn't. Because I don't know my sister's dead. You know, the basics. Straight out. Blunt.
Hundreds.
Um. creepy. That's disturbing.
She apparently wants to turn into her sister.
I guess. What is he having? Or is he having psychotic delusions? You remember in the last few ladies he banged and killed? I have this strange feeling you're gonna kill me for my fat.
I have this strange feeling. Well, my thing is, if he's killing women for fat, wouldn't he want to make them...
Wouldn't he want, like, fatter chicks?
Yeah, wouldn't he want to make them bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't he be like, oh, eat this whole deer?
Oh, look. I learned how to cook. I made these fine pastries. I got them from France. I want to eat this whole box. I want your ass fat to make finest soaps in the world. Fat ass, fatty, fat soaps with fatness. See, that's a much better plea than, I'm a werewolf who makes soap. I'm a soap wolf. But you see...
There's your boobs.
There's the boobs. Those are nice boobs. But you know, he's not touching them because he likes boobs. Like, he's thinking, there's like two bars of soap. Another two bars of soap.
Get his thighs a bit fatter. Maybe
if we could get his bitch a sandwich. Yeah. Wait, what are you doing? I didn't say stop.
Huh?
I didn't say stop. If you're gonna test me for how much fat I have, you might as well just, like, you know, leave a girl hanging. I don't care my aesthetics, I am a whore. Is he wearing like a flower apron?
No, it's like a vest.
Okay, it makes so much more sense than wearing a flower apron.
Yes, that makes much more sense that he's wearing a flower vest.
Yes. I would love to do that, like... Go be a coroner in just like a flower robe. And here, go to get the.
So you want to be a hippie coroner?
Yeah.
That's weird. Why?
It's funny in that way. I love how he's like, oh, now I'm gonna go rest.
I'm going to go take a nap.
Oh, he has to go away soon.
I'm gonna get you a puppy. That's what I'll do. I'll get you a dancing horse.
Let's teach that one how to dance. Obviously, like, last night, I didn't want to wear a fancy ball gown to do household chores. So, like, you know, oh, I gotta clean the window, I'll just put on my tux.
Well, maybe if he wanted to be... I can't even see the face.
Oh, no. Toilet's clogged up again. Better go put on my three-piece suit and get the plunger.
Don't forget your tie.
Blood.
He doesn't have a...
Well, you know, a wagon's the same as a van back in the day. No. You know, back when you had time to get in the way of bullets as the kill is being shot, because the bullet takes like a week to get there. Why he was just shooting again is because it takes like 20 years to reload. It was actually just a reenactment of what they did last night.
I was just gonna say.
It was just more bolts. Man, what if that's actually a silver allergy?
Shot. Why is the first fucking bullet?
What's that?
I get nice jewelry.
That's like a fancy earring.
I get nice jewelry when I get shot. Why does she look like Christina Ricci all of a sudden?
Because she's in pain. Christina Ricci always looks like she's in pain.
That's nice.
Nothing says fun like getting shot in your fancy ball gown. Not what happens. You can do the house chores, but you can't get that blood out of that. Or the hole.
Well, maybe she got shot in one of the bare back parts.
Nah. It did a part of that fabric-y. Okay, so the bonfires keep the wolves away.
Even though she's gonna go to bed with one. He's like, fuck. This is just for show.
I'm just waiting for David Bowie to show up in the big fire and go, hello, I'm David Bowie. Magic!
Dance, magic dance.
Yes, anything to make this movie better.
They just intersplice,
sections of, like, labyrinth.
Yep, and dark crystal.
Yeah.
Could we do those movies?
Not at the same time, really hard. But yes.
We could have two TVs, it could be very, Man Who Fell to Earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, something like that.
It could be great. She's like desperately looking for bourbon.
She's looking through the his wagon, finding evidence.
She's desperately looking for bourbon.
No. This is the frantic searching of a woman who knows something is wrong. She can't quite figure out what it is. You said that she's looking for secrets.
Like, wait, I know.
I'm going to take apart.
My dad used to keep bourbon in the floorboards.
Take it apart piece by piece, board by fucking board. Hey, look, soap. Fat. Fatty, fat, fatty, fatty, fat, fat, fat. Sealed with dirt. You know, back in the day, everything was all natural.
Yep, even your soap had dirt in it.
Yep.
That's how
couches,
you
that letters, thing. Random bits of jewelry. Every soap was for a grill for teeth. Still off a hobo. Fancy watch.
The money that looked like paper. Like sheets of paper.
I don't know, these are just letters and shit.
I don't know words. I'm a woman.
I can't read.
They don't teach us how to read. Because if this was really the 1800s, she wouldn't know how to read. She would be terrified and confused.
But for different reasons.
Because she wouldn't know how to read. She wouldn't know what these mean. She wouldn't...
She wouldn't know that they're life insurance policies.
Yeah, she wouldn't be aware that these are what they are. She'd be like...
Yeah.
That's what these movies forget. They forget that women are not educated back in the day. And not everybody can be like, you know, your heroine who's supposed to be a peasant girl can't be well educated.
Yeah. She can be tough as nails, she can be, you know, strong willed, and she can be clever, but she's not gonna be able to read a book.
Yeah, she can't be like, I know these are life insurance policies. Because, yeah, back in the day, women did not get education. You had to be rich and in order to get education.
And your dad had to be hyper-liberal.
Yeah, your dad had to be like, well, I've got no son, so I guess it works.
I've got no son. I got a vast fortune. I'm going to bequeath it on my son-in-law.
Right.
Woman, get you some book learning.
Right.
They didn't have, you know, implants back then, so you can't get a boob job.
Well, you could. The boob jobs were just really scary back in the 1800s. Because it was like gravel and rocks. And why is she always getting left on the side of the road?
Because she's road girl. So the power he left
on the side of the road.
Exactly. There's, like, so many random close-ups in this thing. Like,
and
moving on our face for, like, almost a minute.
It's like, what the hell kind of... How was this movie ever made? How did they get the funding to do this movie? And how the hell can I get people to fund whatever crap I want to do? Like, rebuilding my spaceship.
I don't know.
Get
a Kickstarter. Oh my god, this is really bad. I mean, I almost wish we had the time to do a firewalk with me.
I know. It does make me want to go. Because, I mean, at least then we get to see David Bowie.
Well, I mean, that, and I mean, we expect it to not make sense.
Right. I mean, because I've been watching Twin Peaks, it does not make sense. Hey, I shot you.
Sorry, I shot you. I was trying to shoot that dude.
Now you're on my side, aren't you? I'm gonna break your arm. Or rip your dress.
Apparently. It's some crazy forest man thing. He's making him smell like her. Because you don't smell like a dude at all. You just smell like the forest and now her shirt.
I'm gonna smell like you. Well, couldn't he have just, like, taken off her underwear? Because, I mean, that's the part he's actually interested in.
I didn't have underwear back then.
Oh, right.
He just, like, flipped the skirts up and went pee and... You know, made the babies.
Oh crap, my dress is ruined.
Yeah. Obviously something is wrong, but she did stay there in the forest and slept right where she was left. Because, I don't know about you, some crazy dude just like fucking tackles me, steals my shirt, so he rubs all over his face and runs off in the woods. I'm not gonna stay there, wait for him to come back.
What? Yeah.
But you're like, man, I was pretty fucked up. I'm so tired. I think we'll take a nap.
Be like, I wonder if I can go home.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna wait until the sun comes up.
Indeed.
Crazy forest man.
There we go.
Look how she gets the gun back. Now she gets balls.
I know ordinary robots can't harm him.
Uh oh. Cause he's got the skin of this robot. They had those, right?
Yes.
This is like steampunk, yeah?
My name is Antonio.
Right, cause this is Roman Santia.
No, Roman Santa killed his wife. And then he should have used.
Oh, right.
And now he can never die because he was made into a wolf.
Yep, werewolves don't die. Crap. Werewolves never die.
That's comedian way first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roman Santa is a wolf. That dog is mad. Oh no, don't. No.
I think it's a warning shot. He's pulling out for a silver shell. Oh no.
I'm gonna have a deep, intense moment and a very contest.
Yes. Of all the animals used in, like, quote unquote, terrible horror stories and horror movies, the wolf is usually the only one that will just fucking stare at you.
No, I don't know. I think a cat would.
Cats don't care. Cats like, cats will glance at you and decide you're not important.
But I wanna see a horror movie with cats. What about the Broadway musical? Is that one?
Not really.
But it looks so scary. People as big as cats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cats.
Okay, so the first guy goes out and he comes, he chases the wolf. And
yes.
Now I guess the hunter guy's gonna turn into a wolf.
And now he's gonna kill that lady in a Jacobean ruff.
Yeah,
this is kind of messed up.
And then he gets the help scrape up the fat. There's no B in fat. As I remember halfway through the words, there's no B in the word fat. The b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b- It's like the worst werewolf ever, so if you like think you turn into a wolf, why don't you stop being human? It's like, oh, hey, by the way.
It's like, we're just going to use stock footage of wolves here.
Yep. Not even the same area.
It's like, oh, an Alaska nature film. This is infinitely better than Werewolves in Washington, though.
Oh, no, that's because you're trying to combine politics and horror movies and that. Those two just don't match. I mean,
no, it is. Politics is its own horror movie.
Exactly my point. You can't mess with something else. It's already pretty terrible.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. You could just have, like, the election in 2012, the video, and it would be like the ring tape.
Yes.
Be like, you must make 8 copies and give this to your friends.
They haven't seen it, they'll explode. Vote.
You will explode and you will vote Republican. That's
okay,
the thing, right?
No. Republicans are the thing that nobody's gonna make you vote Republican. Now, check out, so what's going on here?
I think the werewolf carcass is giving birth.
Okay.
To a werewolf. Most interesting transformation sequence I've ever seen.
Oh, okay. That's what I missed earlier. I wasn't paying attention for 2 seconds. I was playing, you know, putt-putt golf.
Well, stop doing that.
It was in my head.
We're doing a podcast here.
I know. You think I wouldn't be thinking about putt-putt golf in my head while I was trying to, you know, the
pay
show.
Pay attention, go to Scotland later. You may recognize this from the DVD menu.
Thank you. I was exactly wondering where I had seen this before. Like, I've seen this. I don't think it's done in the movie yet. All I gotta say is, if you wake up transforming like that, I don't think anything else is as big of a concern as the fact that you just changed your body. Not just murder victims. Just take his soap.
If he forced me to do it, I'm not evil.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm confused. They weren't in a place where they could be he could be taken away before. They were like in a farmhouse or something. It was weird. He writes letters for... Oh, finally, she has a name.
What was her name?
Barbara.
Barbara. That's a terrible name.
Yes. It's Barbara, Teresa, and Miguel.
And Dead Lady.
And Dead Lady, who doesn't have a name. And apparently the wolf is the letter writer from the beginning.
Okay. I thought. Now she's burning some sheets.
Well, of course, she can't bear to sleep on the sheets they had sex on, and they don't have washing machines.
Touché.
Like now where you could just get some game and do some laundry. You had to burn that stuff.
It's true. Burn it and make new ones all your own.
And now she's learning to read or write or something.
Reading montage again for the proving that she is super awesome and can read everything.
Yeah, because she shouldn't be able to. And this takes place in 1850, apparently. Yeah, if everybody else in this, if everybody else in this village is going to write letters and stuff, why doesn't she? Plot hole.
What?
Well, if everybody else in this village needs him to write letters, why doesn't she? Why can she do all this reading? I mean, because it doesn't make sense. Like, they can read, but they can't, write? I mean, like, that's not, like, that doesn't make sense. They can't write, but they can all read letters.
Right.
That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Alley.
Ew. They have to really close up on this?
Yeah, well, like, for the log string is close up shots.
Ew.
Some more?
No, but that was enough.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And now she's just aimlessly riding a horse. Now she's on a mission.
Yep, gotta find out things.
She's on a mission and she's gonna kill people. She's got a knife.
Oh no.
She's got a knife and she's not afraid to use it.
That's good. It's like, it had a moment of excitement and it's like, whoa.
And the house is like, all beat to hell.
Like, I mean, I missed something where it was no. Jealous and like,
she
heard a sound.
Reading everybody's letters and she traced that thing. He's like, killed everybody he's written letters for. Except for that guy.
Oh no.
Oh wait, I didn't kill these people.
And there's the,
I swear I didn't kill these people.
This is all you can identify all the rest
oh,
of what
my
you
bird cage. They have my bird cage.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, obviously. What else are you going to really do? Oh, I'm crazy. Bat didn't say anything. I'm a werewolf. I want to keep the bird cage intact.
Yeah. And now they're saying Antonio's crazy.
Yes. The ladies first in the salt house, sure.
Hi. Cause that makes sense.
I don't know, they're gonna go see the,
The not crazy Antonio. Hi, how are you? I'm doing well. This is turning into a really, really classic version of Run Lola Run.
Yeah. Now my question is, did this really need to have the four conversations?
You have to help me.
I will help. I feel responsible. Oh no, I can't.
Oh no. This is like a bad version of Mitchell and Webb almost.
Yeah.
Sir Digby, Chicken Caesar, and Ginger. He's gonna poke his eyes out.
It's coming. Craziness.
Why is this guy like making so much in this movie?
He's got to turn to the werewolf.
Okay, you held my hand. I'll help you.
Now he's just gonna cry.
In Brooklyn.
Please tell me of what?
Santa. Pretty good. I've watched him through windows.
Yes.
That is disturbing. But arousing.
Yes. How could you, you know, watch him and not know he's good? That's ridiculous.
No, he said, but you were the most beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Implying that she's been, like, he was watching them.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So she's like, that's disturbing. So arousing. And now there's horseback riding. And horses. And more of this. And I've actually had the time to explain a joke and talk about how much horseback riding there is.
Yes.
So it's been about 5 minutes too long of horseback riding.
It's like when you watch Lord of the Rings, we used to all sit around and talk, and then if you're lucky, they start, you know, walking around a little bit. Something to say here. If they're riding through fields, going in that dune, maybe.
Then, I don't know. They're going to somewhere. Because Roman said is gonna fuck wives. So that's cool.
Right.
Yep. And fields of wheat.
Indeed.
Because everybody needs to see wheat. Wheat, lots of wheat.
But I'm gonna hang out my hands in it.
Because, you know, that's not going to get you shot at by farmers.
No.
Ever. And she looks more lost and confused. Lost and confused.
Indeed. Running from like the Blair Witch.
I think so. I think they've just kind of interspliced Blair Witch in with this movie now. I think they took our advice, except they're using Blair Witch. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Could it just be a cry for attention?
No, I think she's just sad because somebody lost her popcorn. I don't know. I don't think they mentioned why she's running. Now she's just looking really sad and pissed off.
Yeah, it's like the big problem.
This boy's gonna try to make out with her.
Alright, the big problem with movies is that the wind did not use fucking makeups.
Okay. Hey, you should be slightly more forced.
You should be just kicking the ball until he explodes.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, slightly more force. She has a sickle in her hand. Yes, because that's not... So they have the werewolf man.
Yes, sort of like that.
So, how far are we into this?
An hour and 12 minutes.
And how far is, how long is this movie?
Let's see. 89 minutes. So it's an hour and 29 minutes.
So this movie is almost over and it makes no sense.
Right.
Sweet, so, and this guy kind of looks like, Sherlock.
Yeah.
So the last, like, 20 minutes of this movie is going to be, like, trial. Awesome.
Hey, there's the Chaos Mom.
Yay. They all want to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
That works. That works. Just let's throw more stuff at him. Wait, wasn't he a doctor, not a judge? No, but I was a werewolf. Oh, wow. The 9th-born son? I thought it was the 7th-born son.
7th is usually
the evil one.
Right. 7th of the 7th?
Yeah, he's like, I'm the 9th-born son of my 9th-born father. So,
yes, I'm listening. Continue on.
So he was like all... They got it messed up. And now they're gonna hang his butt.
Yes. Now the terrible mistake.
He's under hypnosis. He's a crazy assassin. What?
No, man,
He's not in it. Wait. So they're gonna hang him?
No, they were gonna hang him.
Oh, don't do this. Hang him. We'll escape.
Yep, gonna escape.
The bird.
Yeah. They seem to crop up an awful lot. Cause yeah, it's like the thing is like, I don't know, there's no real understanding of
this. This movie makes no sense. Like, I've been sitting here watching the whole thing, and when did Teresa get caught in a trap?
Oh, probably some more time she was being chased.
She was being chased by what? Okay, the other sister's name was Maria. He's having a crazy attack. But he's not turning into a werewolf. He can do this whenever, so it's not like he has a specific day. Like in werewolf lore. Because werewolves become werewolves on a specific day, right?
Typically the full moon, but there's some where it's like if it's night, or if they're around like specific flowers and stuff. It's depending what mythology you want to go by.
But are you a werewolf?
No.
You could tell me if you are.
I would. I'd probably be more pissed off at this movie.
You could admit it.
Yeah. I'd probably be pissed off at this movie.
Why?
With so-called curse.
Is nothing more than a severe mental disorder? Cool, so they're gonna electrocute him now?
Or stab him?
I think they're just gonna...
Yes, stop.
I think they're gonna electrocute him.
They don't have the electricity for it.
They're putting on a pointy hat.
Yes.
See? The electro hat.
Yes, but it's basically saying in this one, it's like you turn based on stressful situations and having a grippy hat is bad.
Because I don't want to be killed.
I think I was like Chris O'Dowd.
Aww, he said nice things because he wants her back.
Yeah.
He wants her to be his girlfriend.
So wait.
Because he didn't kill Barbara. Because he didn't kill Barbara, he'll be cured.
Because he didn't kill her, it's a matter of time.
No. His defense is because he didn't kill Barbara, he could be cured.
People don't really kind of grasp the defense originally. If they keep putting holes in it, they just want to take the biggest hole they can look through.
I don't know. Earth's laws confuse me. On Mars, he would just be put in a zoo and given food. It'd be nice. So, yeah, that's it. They're all mad now, and she's kind of like confused, horrified, and aroused. She's like, I'm not sure how I feel about this.
And then, oh no, but Billy, I'm still in prison. He's stuck there with the other guy. He didn't hypnotize anybody?
Yeah.
He just was a douchebag?
That's pretty much how he feels about it.
Yep.
Yep. And here's the letter writing. Because he's going to become the next death. He's gonna become the next Marquis de Sade and write things. Maybe.
I would've gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
If it wasn't for you meddling middle-aged woman. Aww. His crazy friend. I'm writing this in a journal so they know that I'm insane. Going to kill him.
Yes. Well, he did turn her sister and niece into aunt, into aunts.
Into aunts. Oh, wow. To aunts. This time I can because I've got a bigger knife. And here's where she tragically feels like she loves him.
Yep.
Yep. Because she's conflicted, because she's like, oh, I love you.
And now he kills her.
Yeah. Now her face gets eaten. And that is going to be awesome.
Oh, by the way, you can't tell me who you are, but you're like, I love you.
I'm serious,
oh, I think somebody's got stabbed.
He did.
No, she did.
No, he did.
Oh, yeah. There
she's
we go.
Walking away.
I thought she was falling away slowly. It's so... Then it just was like, how more confusing can we make this? And there you go.
Yep. Like, now my death is yours.
Why the whiniest world ever?
Yeah, he is kind of the whiniest werewolf I think I've ever ever met. And I've not met that many werewolves. He's dead. And now there's praying. Yep.
There are 15 people.
Wow. Including Barbara Garcia's sisters and their children.
Oh wow, so there's more people.
Yeah.
That's why that he and a man called Antonio had indeed murdered together as werewolves many times. Antonio's existence could never be proven. Okay.
Weird.
See, so I would probably would rather just read this stuff at the end here.
And that is user commentary.
For one of the most boring movies we've ever done, we are sorry.
We are sorry. We thought Chat Room was going to be the most boring movie we have ever done. But hopefully we've livened this up for you. And we will be back
doing a better
movie next time. So thank you. We love you. And good night.
Good night.